Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And joining us again, returning, is our friend Ellie.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Not too bad. I really wanted to interrupt your introduction just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, I appreciate you not doing that.
I'll wait.
Yeah, wait till the next one.
Exactly.
Jerk-ass.
Professionalism is a thing.
It is?
We have some professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I mean...
So you guys are joining me today. Well, Ellie's joining us today. Because we're going back to the Grimm Fairy Tales.
We're joining you here today.
Yeah, we're on the second volume, which is issues 7 through 12. And if you want to go back and listen to our coverage of the first volume, it is episodes 70 through 75.
Hey!
You have that right off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head, it's crazy.
You're not reading from a note card or anything.
Shut up.
Gary, hold the card up a little higher.
We had to turn off the teleprompter to save power.
So, similar to what we did last time, I'm just going to go over the art and colors and all the credits page each issue. So, we'll just go ahead and jump right in. So, yeah, we're doing the Grimm Fairy Tales, issues 7 through 12. They were produced by Zenoscope in 2006 to 2007. So, go ahead and start with this first issue here, issue number 7, and it is Snow White. It was written and created by Ralph Tedesco and Joe Tyler. Art was done by...
Julio Cesar,
thank you. And Tommy Costello. Colors by...
Nairufino.
Go with that. Leathers by Art Monkeys. We start out this first issue, and we are introduced to Terry... Terry is the stepmom of Stephanie, and Terry's taking care of her because Stephanie's sick. She's not feeling good.
And Stephanie's a cheerleader. She's got all these little trophy cheerleader things mm-hmm. with a picture of her.
I believe she's the head cheerleader. I could be wrong.
I'd say so. Center of attention.
But yeah, cheerleaders
are usually the center of attention anyway.
Like from what I can remember from high school.
Yeah, honestly. Mm-hmm. I remember paying more attention to the cheerleading part of the game than the game part of the game. So.
Well, I had to pay attention to the game because I was in the game.
I wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, our cheerleading captain, our school's last name was Captain. It's like, nice. Very fitting.
Captain.
Parents. Captain. Captain.
Nick Capitan.
Parents had high expectations, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so it gets revealed that Terry, you know, used to also be a cheerleader in school. And so she can understand why Stephanie is not feeling great about being sick. Like, she misses her friends. She misses cheerleading. She's wanting to get better so that she can go be with them again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Terry, being the stepmom, she's trying to appeal to her stepdaughter.
Is she like empathy? I think that's right.
You kind of, yeah. Yeah.
I relate to you.
Yes, exactly.
And she coughs blood into her hand.
Which shows. That's one of those things like, oh yeah, this just to prove that she's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when blood's coughing into her hand, that's a bad sign.
Like the superhero movies, like, are you okay? Like, no, this is a healthy cough blood.
Exactly.
So as we get to the next page, and Terry's in here finishing up lunch, and she takes out a bottle of Fisol disinfectant spray and starts pouring it into the soup.
Well, it is germ-free now.
Yeah,
see, 99.9% of
germs. Not sure if she's just a ditz and thought that this would help her get better by, you know, killing all the germs.
It might have been an accident. I'm rooting for that.
It looked like she was purposely trying to make a design in there, like a skull and crossbones in the soup. So I don't think it was...
I don't see that.
I was kidding.
Is that on your page?
It's a joke.
Hold on a second. Do we have the same copy?
Oh my god, is that a misprint? Might be worth more.
I don't know. It was $7 off eBay. Or Amazon. Because of rip.
Anyway, so she's getting ready to take the lunch up to Stephanie, somebody rings on the door. Okay, and dude, is it just me or does the way that they framed...
She's super tall.
Yeah, the way they put Sella into the frame, she looks like a giantess.
Her name is right there on that page. That same frame.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
She looks like she's 6'5", which is awesome.
So, yes, we got Sella Mathers. She is Steph
This is Steph's Marshall's English mom.
Yep, Stephanie's maybe. English teacher.
Stephanie's English teacher. Thank you, Ellie. Hey. And she is just dropping off a book for dude, Stephanie. But
she's like, here's this book, you know, see if Stephanie's feeling okay and she needs to do her report on it.
The gold book, or the red book of the gold filigree, were we ever given a name on this thing? That's, or is just, it still the mysterious book?
I think it's as of right now, it's just a mysterious book. I think they actually...
It's the Grim Adventures of Cela Mathers.
Jesus, asshole. I think they do have a name for it down the line. Mm-hmm. I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
Right, because you read, what, 100 and some issues?
Well, it's also been like 5 years since I read these. Ooh. It's been some time.
You should have just read them before we...
I'm going to hit you. You know that, right?
Anyway.
So Cela is telling Terry to just have Steph read the Snow White, the Seven Dwarves. Yeah. Then she kind of goes off. Mm. Terry's like, Snow White, huh? Interesting. She opens up the book and starts going through it. We go into the Snow White tale.
We open up right to the seductive queen here, Talia.
Of course, wearing purple robes.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was just going for the cleavage shot right there, the first picture of her. Like, it's her with her arm above her head, and, you know, the ladies are just right there in the
look. And, you know, you can also tell the similarities between Talia, the stepmother of Snow White, and Terry. Terry.
Didn't their names start with T?
I was going to also go with the...
physical cellulitis.
Oh, the mole. And...
Moly.
Classic reference.
So, we got Talia just talking into the mirror, trying to find the... or have the mirror say, I'm the fairest, blah, blah, blah.
That and then you got... Okay, I'd like to point out right here with Snow White.
Oh, yeah, her...
Where she looks like the...
Her troll face.
The servant from... Princess Bride. when he's getting tortured down in the thing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's great. We skip... Well, we go forward 15 years.
And Snow White got hot.
Now, here's the thing. She was what? 8, maybe? Maybe 5?
Somewhere between 6 and 8, I'd say.
Normally, by the age of what?
21.
Well, puberty hits, what? 12, 13? Like, you start to develop, yeah. And you start to go into your... what you're going to start looking like for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would think that maybe by 16, 17, she would be... The mirror would be like, oh yeah, she's beautiful. Unless it was...
Maybe the mirror was trying not to be a pedophile. And was waiting until she was old enough to, you know...
Well, but if you think about it, back in those times, whatever time these are...
Oh yeah, as soon as you
bled...
As
you hit puberty...
As soon as you bled, you bred.
Yeah, exactly. So, either way, mirror says, hey look, Snow White's hot now. And stepmother's like, no! No, she's not!
And then she dabs, you lie. You lie. No.
But then she looks in the mirror and she's like, no, I guess
and she
Snow White's kind of banging
hot. Her really hot stepdaughter, no blood relation.
Jesus. Welcome to Pornhub.
That should have been... We're kicking this podcast into 11th gear.
No. Go to the next page and the queen...
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but seriously, right. It could have been like...
We go to the next page, and the queen is hiring a huntsman to basically take Snow White out and kill her. Holy shit, what?
The huntsman is Cable. Look at his eye in the bottom corner.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think that's just shocking all that he's talking to the queen.
Nope.
Okay.
That's...
All right.
Anyways.
So we have Josh Brolin here now. And she just convinces the huntsman that I'm going to tell Snow White that a distant relative passed. Oh, I'm sorry. A distant relative wants her to visit, and you'll be her escort.
Trying to lure her out, and she pays him with a diamond, like...
A giant
diamond.
So, Snow White goes. She hops on the back of this guy's horse, and they go riding off.
She already knows something's going on, though.
She does.
She's suspicious.
Which is good.
Yeah. I mean, at least she's not dumb.
Yeah.
Mm. And she's really friendly, too. Would you like some berries?
See, when she hid in the berries, I thought they were going to be poison.
That would have been a nice little twist. Mm-hmm. But the huntsman is like, he hasn't said a word yet, and she's still trying to be nice, talking to him.
And these are like,
put your
arms around my waist.
Snow White figures out that the queen asked him
to kill me, didn't she?
Yeah. I don't want to die. And that's when the huntsman attacks.
Okay, so he throws a fucking hand on her throat, and like she yells, ah, but she's got this like gleeful yes daddy, you know, harder
It's face. Borderline like madness and screaming at the same time. It's a really unique look.
They both have that look.
Yeah.
Actually, he looks like he's... Like a
bad news cartoon. Well, you know?
Let's go up to the top frames, okay?
Okay.
So we have, you know, Snow White talking about her mom, you know. And then the next picture is the huntsman, and he's got this shocked look on his face. And then you've got Snow White looking... The picture is from the nose up. Her eyes are looking up. And...
Supremely stoned, basically.
No, actually, I was going more for the... It looks like a POV.
Awesome.
Really getting that NC-17 label.
Well, we got the explicit tag, so we're fine.
We got the explicit. That's why I do this. But then, after he finishes, he's got the hand on her throat, and she's got the yes, daddy face on. And then he changes his mind. He says, I can't do this.
So he leaves her. He's just like, all right, I'm going to go.
He got blue balls. She got snowballs.
He takes his
horse. Yeah, because they're going through the mountains and it's snowing, which I don't get. But
well, here's fun. What I don't get.
He took his horse and fucking left her.
Yeah, he's like, look, I'm not going to kill you, but have fun living through this shit.
It's like, good luck.
Well, so he's ultimately killing her by omission? We then see...
A bunch of boots and hands grabbing her out of the snow.
And we are introduced now to the dwarves.
Mysterious.
Mm-hmm. It is said that 7 frightening dwarves lived atop the mountainside and that they fed on the flesh of humans, but only those with darkened souls. Neither good nor evil, these creatures were rumored to have mysterious powers.
So they're collecting the dark souls.
That's fine. But they took Snow White, and I'm assuming they did it because they might see her as a pure soul.
I actually think that they were planning on eating her because this little guy right here is like, we cook her, she looks delicious. And the other guy's like, nah, I'm eating her raw. And the other guy's like, I can't eat her.
Yeah, I like the, she'll stay with us for a while, we will decide later. She wakes up, are you the kind souls who rescued me? They're like, yes, of course.
Now go get some rest. Wait, yeah. I just woke up.
Now go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Bonk.
Bonk.
Go back to the castle, and the king apparently was oblivious to his daughter leaving the entire time.
Where's my daughter? Somebody bring me my daughter. Everybody go out and find her.
Where did you leave her, sir? The mall?
And then wait. You got... Okay, and then this right here, this kills me. So you've got the queen... And she's like, poor Snow White, little does my husband know that his darling princess was fed to the wolves. And then she fixes her tits. Like, this has no... Because
she's got to go to the mirror. She's pampering herself up.
Titty shake, am I pretty? To the mirror. And the mirror says, nope.
Nope. Snow White's still, you bitch.
Still banging, you thought.
You're hot, but I'd hit Snow White first.
The queen's like, no, you lie. Snow White is gone. Like, I've got her heart right here in this box.
Mm, and then we see a vision of her.
She's like, show me the bitch. And so she shows her to her.
And we see her at the cabin, basically cleaning up.
She's taking care of the dwarves. She's feeding them, watering them, cleaning up the house.
Then we get we don't know, what do we call them? Gimli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we called them Limgi.
Limgi. There we go.
We didn't want to have any copyright infringements.
That's fair. So this...
The head dwarf.
We're just assuming he's the head dwarf. This is the one that is talking to Snow White the entire time.
He's got
the
best beard. So therefore he is the head dwarf.
That's fair.
So anyways, so the head dwarf is like, as long as you're here, we'll keep you safe.
Yeah, he basically says that you have been a kind to us, so we'll protect you.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like, by the way, we're all going to leave. Have a good day.
They have to go, look, I go to work.
In a mine.
Yeah.
In a mine.
In a mine.
Okay. So then we get this shady figure in a dark robe.
She says that she's friends with the dwarves. She's
a fucking liar!
Well, yeah. You know why? Because it's the queen. Because that's the way Snow White's story is. We all know it. Mm-hmm. So she says that she is friends with the dwarves and that she was bringing over this basket of apples.
I brought them these yummy apples. Don't they look yummy?
And just like a thief, she steals one of the apples and eats it.
Not really steal. She's living there. Yeah. So we come back to... Or the dwarves come back and Snow White is dead on the floor... With the apple, right next to her. Mm. And
one of them looks excited.
Right? No, that's just normal.
She's dead.
Ear to ear grin. Yeah, lunchtime.
The little creepy Amish looking one with the bowl cut.
Yeah. then, lick me.
Yeah.
He's like, I promised her she'd be safe here. We gotta go fuck up that queen.
We're gonna call him Dwarf Nuts. Lick me nuts.
God damn it.
Because you said lick me. I couldn't help it. I was sitting like, I laugh. I look over at Ronald. I'm like,
I don't know. Whatever. Yep.
Anyways,
So we go back to the castle, and literally these evil-looking, or the dwarves become super evil-looking.
All right, but wait, before we get to that, where the window is in the frame, does that or does that not remind you of Doctor Strange's cloak hanging up there?
Huh? Kind of does, actually. Yeah.
Anyways.
It's because we literally just watched part of the movie. Like,
yeah. Sunday, we after the podcast, we would grab a bite to eat. And went to...
Fahrenheit 800 degrees or something?
The pizza place.
Oh, yeah. Right there. Yeah. That's a good one.
And they had Doctor Strange playing up on the TV, so like we spent more time watching that than we did actually eating our food.
Yeah, we didn't even hardly talk to each other. Just like, I really need to watch this.
Well, we had to watch it. We had to pay attention because it was in subtitles and there was no sound.
Ah! Mm-hmm. You don't want those. Gotcha.
Anyways.
Yeah. So then Ligma pops up.
Yeah, he's got...
Ligmi, not Ligma.
Sorry.
Anyway, and
they eat her.
They attack her. Like, these seven dwarves attack her because she made them break their promise.
So I never realized until just now, the shards of glass that are stuck in her have the faces of the dwarves in them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, every single one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, I knew that. I just didn't
know. No, I actually never paid attention to it because I was too busy staring at the one piece of cloth covering her titties up.
And if you look, there actually is seven shards with each one of their faces in it.
Yep. And that's the end of the Snow White tale. We go back to the quote-unquote real world with Terry. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what a ridiculous story. But then she hears laughter coming from the basement.
What's that? Hello? And so she's walking down the stairs, okay? She's sticking her ass out and she's leaned forward. And I mean, you know, she's not necessarily a undeveloped person. And I feel like leaning forward like that on stairs is dangerous in the first place.
A horrible thing.
She's especially going down the stairs. Yeah.
And then she's got the titties hanging down there, you know. But she gets to the bottom of the stairs safely.
And she finds this mirror down there. And as she looks into it, we see the dwarves staring back at her. Mm-hmm. And then they attack her.
And they do the...
Help!
Tell me, Terry, who is the fairest of all? And then crash out of the mirror.
The last page is... What do we call these guys?
Bob from Bob's Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob's Burger. I mean, they actually do have names, but...
Primo and Tom?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah, they have name tags.
Oh, yeah. Duh, I'm stupid.
That's okay. I did the same thing with Stella earlier.
Yeah. So we have we got Primo and Tom, and they are these nurses?
Orderlies?
Orderlies. There we go.
I feel like deja vu right there.
Right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they are talking about this woman that is on a massive dose of antipsychotics. And Tom's like, well, what's wrong with her? You know, she was admitted a few months ago. Apparently, she was poisoning her stepdaughter. It's called Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Then one day, she decides to cut herself up with pieces of broken mirror. Get this. She thought she was being attacked by Snow White's seven dwarves. And they just kind of laugh it off because that's just a fair thing. That's just weird.
They say, you know, well, at least the stepdaughter's better off now. But this freak, she'll be in here for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we see Terry in a straitjacket. Hair is all chopped up. She still has... If she's been there for months...
Why does she still have claw marks on her face?
Unless she's clawing herself.
Oh, I guess
herself,
she could have done it too.
And that's why she's now in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Or some, like you said, wicked scars.
Yeah. And that's how we end this first episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this grim fairy tale story.